I'm Rob Mank. With violence continuing in Libya, what's the role of the U.S. and the international community? To answer that, I'm speaking with Northwestern University Middle East expert Wendy Perlman, who says Muammar Gaddafi's words in recent days are worrying.
There seems to suggest very little room for any sort of peaceful resolution of this crisis. It does seem to be that there will be a bloody end or a long fight, that he will not give up without a fight.
The U.S. and the European Union are considering sanctions and condemning the violence the regime is using against its people. What's the role of the international community and multilateral organizations in this conflict and in settling it in a peaceful way?
Well, I would hope that the international community steps up as quickly as possible with a more bold stance. The United States or the international community must first try all of the kinds of leverage and all of the kinds of steps it does at its disposal, and if those don't work, then perhaps can begin to judge that its leverage isn't sufficient.
What kinds of things?
One would be to call on the United Nations or perhaps NATO to enforce a no-fly zone over Libya that would stop Libyan aircraft from attacking civilians. People have talked about sanctions either against Libya or against Gaddafi in particular, perhaps an asset freeze of any assets that Gaddafi or his family members hold outside of Libya. People have talked about an embargo on arms and military equipment. Another thing would be to offer safe haven to any pilots or members of the military or any other Libyan who would refuse to carry out orders to attack civilians. The international community and the UN specifically can also make a declaration that there will be an international commission of inquiry into alleged crimes against humanity. So it could indicate to all of those who are involved in using this violence that they will be held accountable.
So you have hope there is some effective way for the international community to pressure people, at least individuals, if not institutions and the regime itself.
I do have hope just because there are still various steps that can be taken that have not been taken.
Wendy, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
With Northwestern University's Wendy Perlman, I'm Rob Mank, CBS News.